I thought for our study tonight we would take a little bit different approach than what we maybe normally do. I hope that it will be beneficial for you. What you're going to do is get some insight into how Steve gets his mind on track sometimes. And that might scare you at the prospect of it, and it might excite you, and it might be, oh no, I don't know. But I find this helpful to me personally on a daily basis. There are times that I just have to get my mind focused and have, if you will, a little devotional, whether it's just internally or whether I'm doing it out loud while I'm driving down the road in the car all by myself. So what you're going to receive tonight is not so much Steve pontificating as we go through this, but what we're going to do is read some scriptures together. We will pray together, and then we will sing some songs connected with the scriptures which we have read. We're going to focus our minds on Jesus, and we're going to look at Jesus as our Savior, our Rock, and our Friend. Turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 1. Matthew, chapter 1, and we're going to notice verse 21. In this particular context, an angel of the Lord has appeared to Joseph regarding his wife to be Mary. In verse 21, the text says, "She will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Turning to the book of Matthew, chapter 18. Matthew, chapter 18. In verse 11, Jesus himself says, "For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost." In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, we will begin our reading at verse 14. "For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation." If you're following along, if you'll turn with me to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1. 8. "Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed unto him until that day." And then turning to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1. 1 Peter, chapter 1. the writer calling upon us to live holy lives, knowing that you were not, in verse 18, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Would you bow with me as we pray together? Our Father in heaven, as we approach you, it is with gratitude in our hearts. We are mindful that even before time began, that you had in your mind a plan by which you would redeem us. You created us in your image. And Father, because of the weakness of the flesh, because we refused or resisted not against temptation, we found ourselves in a condition of sin, separated from you. You have sent your Son that he might save us through his sacrificial death on the cross. He lived life and showed us what it means to serve you. And we praise you, Father, for this plan of salvation, which is freely available to all who will come to you in faith. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Turn in your psalm books, if you would, to Psalm number 493. 493. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day, day I will never forget. After I've wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend, he met the need of my heart. Shed his dispelling with joy, I'm telling, he made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down, glory filled my soul. When at the cross my Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away. Heaven came down, glory filled my soul. Now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions of light. And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believe. Riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hand I receive. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down, glory filled my soul. Psalm number 161. 161. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Man of sorrows, what a name. For the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior.
Seal my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah! What a Savior! Guilty, vile, and helpless, we spotless Lamb of God was he. Full atonement, can it be? Hallelujah! What a Savior! Lifted up was he to die. It is finished, was his cry. Now in heaven exalted high, hallelujah, what a Savior. When he comes, our glorious King, all his ransomed hope to bring, then anew this song will sing, hallelujah, what a Savior.
Jesus, our Savior. Turn with me to the book of Psalms. Psalms 18. Beginning at verse 1. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My shield and the horn of my salvation. My stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Turning over a few pages to Psalm 61. Psalm 61. Beginning at verse 1. Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. And turning to Psalm 71. Psalm 71. Beginning again with verse 1. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong refuge, to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. In the book of 1 Corinthians, beginning chapter 10, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, were baptized into Moses in the cloud in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and they all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus says, beginning in verse 28, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Would you bow with me as we pray together? Our Father and our God who art in heaven, as we come before you again, we do so in recognition of the times in our lives when we feel overwhelmed with what's going on around us. As we look at things that change, as even our own nation goes through transition and different values are taking place from what we've been accustomed to in the past. And we recognize, Father, that even as we deal with these things, that as we stand firm for the truth, that there will be those who will ridicule us, there will be those who belittle us, and those who will challenge us and try to silence us. And Father, we recognize there are many times in life when even the physical circumstances, be it illness of our own, illness in our families, suffering, those that are dear to us, help us realize, Father, that each and every day that you are our rock, that you are our hope, that you have assured us of your presence, and you have assured us you will always be there for us if we will but turn to you in trust and in faith. Grant us this spirit, deepen our knowledge of this and our understanding. Help us grow, Father, into the likeness of Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Turn to Psalm number 363. He hideth my soul. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depth of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depth of his love and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depth of his love and covers me there with his hand and covers me
with his hand.
From the supplement book, turn to Psalm number 136. 136. You are my strength. You are my strength. You are my shield. You are my help, my deliverer. Jesus is our Savior, He is our rock, and He is our friend. From the book of John's Gospel, chapter 15. John's Gospel, chapter 15. We'll begin reading at verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. From the book of Hebrews, chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Beginning with verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praise to you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I, and the children whom God has given me. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, to release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For indeed he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. A little bit later in the same epistle, chapter 13, beginning at verse 5, looking at the latter part of verse 5. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? And then dropping to verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Turn in your psalm books, if you would, to psalm number 451. 451.
Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me glad. Jesus is all the world to me, my friend in trial sore. I go to him for blessings, and he gives them more and more. He sends the sunshine and the rain. He sends the harvest, golden grain. Sunshine and rain, harvest of grain. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. I want no better friend. I trust him now. I trust him when life's fleeting day shall end. Beautiful life with such a friend, beautiful life that has no end, eternal life, eternal joy. He's my friend.
Let's pray together again for a few moments. Our Father in heaven, as we come before you, we once again come before you with humility, recognizing that you have provided our salvation in Christ. You have provided a source of stability and confidence and assurance in Jesus as our rock, that we can build our lives upon the truth that he has given us, and be certain regarding our salvation, knowing that as we live each day, that Jesus is our friend, that he understands our struggles and our trials, that he understands the weaknesses that we have, and that he ever is before you as our mediator, that he brings our struggles to you. Help us, Father, that we might increase in our faith, in our resolve to serve you, that you would be glorified, and that we can live our lives in confidence and assurance of the hope that you have given us in Jesus Christ. It's through him that we pray. Amen. Open your psalm books to the number Richard has selected, number 320, and the psalm asks us the question, will Jesus find us watching? Last week, we spent a little bit of time talking about the need for us to be aware of the times and to be mindful of what's going on around us in the world, and recognize what God expects of us. You know, it's interesting to me that as Paul writes to the Christians at Corinth, as that particular epistle, the first one, is coming to a close, that Paul has this to say regarding their attitude as he considers what they're dealing with in that congregation, but also in their lives. As you dig into the nature of the city of Corinth and everything that they dealt with on a daily basis, he says, watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. Now underscore this. Let all that you do be done with love. As we stand firmly for the faith of the gospel and the teaching of Jesus Christ, we look about us at all of the changes that seem to be just compounding because of the attitudes of the world in general. We need to remember that the world is in darkness, and God has told us through His word, that the majority of the world is going to love darkness. What that means is they're going to hate the light. As you and I stand firmly for truth, as we base our convictions upon the foundation of the teaching of Jesus Christ, Jesus assured us, even as we look through that first sermon that we have a record of, the Sermon on the Mount, that when we develop all of those qualities, poverty of spirit, mournful for sin, meekness, hungering and thirsting for righteousness, a merciful spirit, purity of heart, he concludes by saying, blessed are you when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake. He's saying when you are light and when you are salt, at some point you are going to be challenged to stand firm. And Paul says, you watch. Be aware of what's going on around you. And you stand firm. You stand fast. You be brave. You be courageous. You know you have the truth. But you do it in love. Doesn't matter what the Supreme Court decides. Doesn't matter what our society says about people who seem to be confused about whether they're men or women and how they want to approach that. It doesn't matter what our culture would decide to laud and applaud in regards to the kind of life that is appealing. We have to remember, Jesus said in John chapter 3, as it's recorded for us, that light has come into this world, and the world loved darkness rather than light because its deeds were evil. It is when I see things going on like this that I need to remember Jesus is my Savior. And He is my rock. And He is my friend. And the same is true for everyone here tonight that has responded in faith to the message of salvation that God freely offers to whomsoever will may come. So as we conclude our time together this evening, we do want to present an opportunity. If you don't have the assurance of Christ as your Savior, if you don't know that He's there as your rock that you can build upon, that will protect you, that will shelter you, if you don't know that He's your friend, you need to find out about that. You need to learn about that. You need to study about it. If you realize what you need to do in order to have that relationship with God through Christ, and you're ready to surrender your will to Christ tonight, resolved in your heart that sin will no longer be your master, ready for the world to see the light that is in you because of your relationship with Christ. And even as we read from a couple of passages tonight, to be baptized, to be a new creation in Christ. If you're ready to do that, we're ready to help you in rendering that obedience. As a child of God, if there's some struggles in your life with which we can help, we'd ask you to make it known while we stand, while we sing, to encourage you.